go to the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed the fruit of your ground, the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kine, K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. Kine. But here's the curse and here's the blessing. And you go on and read these things very carefully. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in all your storehouses. Your storehouses. Amen. Your savings. And in all that you set your hand unto, he shall bless in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and establish you a holy people unto himself, and has sworn unto thee that if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now you know. It's in the book. All of these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or the left, or to go after other gods or serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you'll not hearken. Gloria said, see there, hear, Ken. Well, I'm listening. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. So here is the revelation of this. He doesn't just decide to just bless you. No, the blessing's already there. It'll come on you and overtake you. So will a curse. The choice is yours. But now, I have seen this where preachers, particularly Pentecostal preachers, that would preach this curse. See there, I told you God would bring that flu on you. No, that's not what it said. It said it'll come on you and overtake you. Now notice this. Curse shall you be in the city. So what happened? It's just opposite. It's the same thing. It's just the other side of the coin. And those that are online listening right now, your healing is right here, right now. It's just as anointed there as it is here. There's no time nor distance in the realm of the Spirit. Glory to God. Now, cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall you be in the field, cursed shall be your basket. Curse shall be your store. Curse shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. So that's when you start having miscarriages and that kind of thing. And this is true whether anybody is a believer, whether they're Christians or not. This is still true. Amen. And if you could get it across to people. So, and that's one of the reasons it's so important to teach it and preach it. Now, here's the flu. The Lord shall smite you with consumption, with fever, inflammation, extreme burning, with the sword, blessing and blasting and mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. And you could read all of those, but come on over here to the 61st verse. And also every sickness and every plague which is not written in this book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon you, every sickness and everybody, all of it. Now, here's the payoff. Galatians 3. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. That doesn't belong to you. That curse doesn't belong to any of us. He's redeemed us from it. Christ, oh Lord, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or add thereunto. Now, back in the day, the first little house we had, South Fort Worth on Florentine Drive, I said, okay, come on, we're going to take our flu shot. And John's eyes got a little big, and Kelly's didn't look too happy about it either. I said, get over here and get on your knees around this ottoman. I said, the Lord will smite you with consumption and with fever and inflammation. I said, does that sound like the flu? Yeah. I said, yeah, but we've been redeemed from it. I said, say it. I've been redeemed from the curse of sickness and disease. All sickness and all disease is under the curse, but I've been redeemed from the curse. All sickness and disease under the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse. All sickness and disease under the curse. I've been redeemed from the curse. All sickness and disease under the curse. We've been redeemed from the, and just back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And they learn to live that way. And you've heard me say this before. 2019, at the minister's conference. And I don't remember. I think it's while Jerry was, I don't remember. But I'm telling you, right there on the front row, it all started here. It came. Just chill. And I just started in. You can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. In the name of Jesus, I don't have the flu. I don't believe in it. And you can't put that on me. About 15 minutes. Don't ever yield to the symptoms. That's all they are, is symptoms. Go back there. All sickness and disease has been taken from the midst of me, and I'll never be sick another day in my life. Now I take my supplements. Vitamin C is a very essential vitamin that the body doesn't produce. It has to be. It comes in fruit, and it comes in oranges and grapefruit and so forth. But you can buy it. And so my routine. Vitamin C at night. Vitamin C in the morning. Just keep my body full of it. Oh, my brother Copeland, you don't need anything but the word. Well, wait till you get to be about 87, 88 years old and let's see how hot rod and let's see how good you are. No, I learned this a long time ago. I learned it from my mother. Now, here is another routine, which is my personal routine. Every morning, and of course I do it by memory. When I'm here, I just do it by memory. And surely, let's turn there. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, so he bore our sorrows and griefs. In the second covenant, it says, grieve not. Don't do it. King James says, use the same word, sorrow not. We hid it where our eyes from, and surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. Now, griefs and sorrows. In the Hebrew, and if you have a BLB, the Blue Bible app, you can check it out. He has carried our pains. He bore our pains and our sicknesses. Sorrows is pain. And grief is sicknesses. Well, it'll translate either way. So if you're grieving about something this morning, don't do that. And those of you in the radio and television audience, no, grief is a killer. I've seen it in ministering to people. People get sick. And I had the Lord say one time, watch the people. And here's this poor woman. And God talked about widows. But here's this woman. You're too far away. Need to pack up. And the Lord said, you watch it. Watch what happens. She's weeping. Oh, and everybody brings food. And everybody comes up and says, we're so sorry that you lost your husband. And it just tears her up. We're so sorry you lost your husband. We're so sorry you lost your loved one. We are so sorry. You're right. You sorry thing. Feeding her sorrow. Yes. And she's weeping uncontrollably. Now you think about this. Weeping uncontrollably feels good. Where it just comes. You know what I heard the Lord say? He said emotionally, it touches over in the same part of your emotions where the sexual part of you is. And it just feels good. We love you, sweetheart. They leave. The potato salad's all gone. At least they cleaned up the dishes. And there she is in a dark house by herself. And she has cried until she has the dry heaves. And nobody ministered to her. A woman, Bill Bazansky and B. Bazansky. Bill and I won't get into some of the things we did together. And just magnificent. And Bill went home to be with the Lord. And so we walked in there and Bea was standing there. She's a large woman, tall woman. And I said, Bea Bazansky, glory to God, I love you. And I slapped my hands on her head and I said, you spirit of grief, I bind you and I cast you out. She doesn't belong to you. Now get. She told me later, she said, it broke. Thank you. She said, of course, it's there, I miss him. But the spirit is gone. The spirit is gone. The spirit is gone. That's a sick spirit. And I heard the Lord tell me that people come to a funeral and they grieve and they grieve and they cry and they cry and they squall and they bawl and they go on and on. They cry all the way to the graveside and they cry at the graveside and they go on and on and on and never deal with that. That spirit will get in that church. Come on. And there'll be a grieving spirit in that church. And if you don't get that ape out of there, I guarantee you it'll begin to bring grief into that church and people in that church will start dying. Not around here. No, we sorrow not. Now, I didn't say it wasn't tough. I knew my mother was on the way. And my mother and I, well, and I've told you before, she couldn't have any other children. Her appendix ruptured on a basketball court, and she risked her life just to have me. But anyway, and she and I would, we did things that just irritate my dad. And one time he just stopped the car and he said, if you two don't straighten up. But then he'd start laughing. This is the kind of relationship that I had with her. It was tough. And I was driving down the freeway, and all these scriptures running through my mind. And all of a sudden, Keith, I saw it. I saw a vision of it in my mind. And I'm driving, and I said, fly, little bird, fly. Oh, God. It was gone. Little bird flew. Her home-going service right there at EMIC. Real nice picture of her that was done way back. It was a studio picture that had to be hand-colored, but back before they had color studio film. And I had that sitting up there, and her head was back here like this. I'm saying all this to give you some inspiration on what to do in these kind of things. And there it was. I said, Dad, that's who you're looking for. I despise an open casket. You want to say goodbye to your mama, you won't ever see her again. Don't give me that trash. I know where she is. She's not lost, and I'm not lost. Don't tell me she, I lost her.
Come on.
I didn't lose anybody. Come on. This is healing day. Yes. And we're receiving healing in the... Whoa, glory to God. Somebody was just healed of a chronic ailment coming back in here and around your throat. Praise God. Mm. All kinds of back problems are being healed. Spinal problems are being healed. Eyes are being healed. Sinuses are being healed. Whoa, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sinus trouble. There's 15 people being healed. It's 25, 45, 65. 85 people healed of sinus trouble right now. Right now. Glory to God. All kinds of problems across. Kidney problems are being healed right now. And that a lot of this is caused because of hidden grief in there, and you're free from it, and that grief devil is out of here. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God forevermore.
I had restless leg syndrome ever since I've been a little kid, and it's come and gone a lot. And 2 years ago, I injured my knees doing something. And since then, it's been flared up like crazy. Sitting in a chair or anything at night, sometimes I have to massage my legs so I can sleep because they just hurt so bad. And I work a lot with stairs and have to go climb stairs and stuff at work, and that irritates it. And so I'm sitting in the meeting today. Well, I've been believing God for quite a while, because I had another experience of healing with my knees, and I know that just cast it out in Jesus' name, because I've been healed. And I've been doing that with this restless legs, but it's not been going, so I've been staying with it. Well, sitting here in the meeting with the anointing, and after Kenneth started talking and preaching about it, I could feel that anointing, and I said, get out in Jesus' name. And I could feel it just flush through. It was just like it just from one leg and then the other, just whoosh, whoosh. And it was just like a washing, and it just, the pain just gone, just like that. So that's what happened. And I'm free. I knew I was going to get it today, because I've been trusting God about it, you know. And then with the anointing here, I knew I would. I just knew I would.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren, and I want to remind you that healing is still God's will for us. God's a loving Father, and He doesn't want His family to suffer with sickness and disease. In fact, God said in Exodus 23:25 that He'd take sickness from the midst of us. And He did that by sending Jesus to pay the price for our healing so we could live in divine health every day. But the healing that God provides freely by His grace has to be received by faith. That's where God's covenant promises come in. They are our guarantee that healing is our covenant right. When we choose to believe the covenant promises that by His stripes we were healed, then God joins His healing power with our faith to manifest divine health in our bodies. If you're dealing with a situation in your physical body and want someone to come into agreement with your healing, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line available for you. We have licensed prayer ministers in all of our offices around the world. They are skillful in using the Word of God and trained to pray in faith. Give them a call today. Let them help you find the covenant promises in God's Word that covers your situation. They'll pray according to God's Word and join their faith with yours to help you receive God's promises. Remember, there's nothing that faith in God and His Word cannot overcome. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.